Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
You're welcome back. So in case you missed it, Ireland are through to the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup in England. They have beaten India on penalties 3-1. The goalkeeper, Aisha McFerrin, and Chloe Watkins, who scored the winning penalties, the heroes for this Irish side. And we hope to have some of the team on the line between now and the end of the show at 9 o'clock. The semi-final takes place this weekend against Spain. We'll have full coverage of that over the next couple of days. But right now, we're going to talk hurling, because the news came through just in the past 90 minutes or so that the Tipperary hurling manager Michael Ryan and his management team have stepped down after 3 years in charge. In a statement released, they said, having carefully considered what is in the best interest of Tipperary hurling and our current crop of players, we believe that now is the right time for a change of direction. Dottie Regan is on the line, and Shane Sapleton, presenter of the hurling show here on Off the Ball, is also in studio. Shane, how big a surprise is this?
I don't think it's necessarily a massive surprise. I thought he'd probably stay on for another year because his deal did run on for another 2 years. He waited almost 2 months since that game where they were knocked out against Clare. But, you know, and he was hurting badly on that day because, you know, when he did the post-match interview, eventually I asked him, are you going to come back last year? And he was certainly quite burned with the question at the time. And he said it's a bit premature. So clearly he wanted time to weigh it up. I suppose when he looks at it, 2016 was a brilliant year. Won Munster, won the All-Ireland. But it's been pretty dreadful since.
They've been living off 2016.
In a way, yeah. And I mean, it's not... We all know Tipperary struggled to put seasons back to back. But they haven't been competing for Munster since then, getting knocked out very quickly. So of his nine championship games since winning the All-Ireland brilliantly in 2016, Tipperary have won just three. One of them came against Westmeath, who are no longer operating at Liam McCarthy level. Another one was against the Dublin team that was in disarray. And then a creditable win against Clare in the All-Ireland quarter-final last year. But great games with Galway all along the way. So, but like losing two league finals the way they were lost, both really comprehensively. I suppose a mitigating circumstance is during Munster this year, he had to play four games in four weeks, 21 days.
A huge amount of injuries?
A little bit of that might have been brought on the team by, during the club month, they were left alone for the first week or so, but then he had them twice per week. And I think they might have been trained a little bit harsh. And a few players, the likes of Cathal Barrett, the likes of Michael Cahill, Brendan Maher, they all came into the run of four games in 21 days with injuries. So I don't think that helped either.
Dahi, it certainly seemed at the end of the Munster Championship that despite not winning any of the four games, that the Tipperary County Board expected Michael Ryan to stay on. He says that he feels it's in the best interests of Tipperary hurling, that, and with the current crop of players, that it is the right time for a change of direction. Is that your sense as well, that this is the right decision for everybody involved?
Well, Mike Ryan knows what's best for Michael Ryan. I mean, if you look at Mike's career, he's been involved in three All-Ireland wins as a player in 2001, as a selector in 2010, and as the manager of the team that won in 2016. So he's put a huge amount into it. I do think it's interesting the actual content of the release where he's talking about a new direction. And it may very well be a case that you must remember in the three All-Ireland successes over a 15-year period that Mike Ryan has been involved in Tipperary. Tipperary have played in a traditional Tipperary way, which has been a direct type of hurling. And that's the kind of granite he's cut from. And that's what he understands. And he understands what makes Tipperary tick. And he understands the demands that are within Tipperary. It very well may be a case that he's looking at what's been played now. He's looking at Clare and he's looking at Limerick. And it's possible Mike may feel that, you know, a new direction means that Tip may need to change the style of hurling. And that's not necessarily his kind of forte, to be able to change how we play. Because there's been suggestions that this year with Tipperary that it was kind of too one-dimensional, that it was just get the ball up the field and you rely then on kind of individuals. And he has great forwards with great individual skill, but that certainly wasn't enough this year. So it is possible that they've sat down collectively, taken a look at it, how they can bring Tipperary forward. And within that group dynamic with John Madden and Conor Stakelham, they may have felt that, listen, the way we're playing and the way the game has kind of moved, maybe we haven't moved with it. And maybe there was a kind of this argument amongst themselves, this contradiction that, well, it was good enough in 2016. Do we revert to that? So within that group dynamic, there might have been a feeling that, listen, we need to change this up. And it's possible that maybe Mike felt, true to his traditions and true to his beliefs, well, if I stay on as Tipperary manager, you know, I'm not going to change anything. So maybe it's some of the thought process there with the guys that, you know, they felt that if we were to change the direction and the way we play, that we're not the management team who are going to look at that.
Yeah, Pádraig Maher, the Tipperary player, was actually on with Shane at the weekend at Croke Park on the Hurling Show Live, and he was talking about the season, what went wrong and what needs to change. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I suppose from looking back, I think ever since the league semi-final against Limerick, when it went to extra time and we just barely got over the line, I think everything's been a struggle since, and I suppose losing to Kilkenny down Lowland Park didn't really help matters. And you know, I suppose we're kind of just fighting our fires from there on in, and we just weren't clicking at all this year for whatever reason or another. I think the long league run to how it didn't help us, and again, we'd such a kind of a new kind of team out for a lot of the league. We kind of went with it for the first round of the championship, and then we changed up again, so we were never really that settled. So I felt that kind of came against us as we went on. You know, we were chopping, changing a lot, and you know, like lads can say, you need a big panel and you need a full panel of players to win this championship. But if you look at the Clare team, if you look at the Galway team, Cork team, the Limerick team, they haven't changed, I'd say, unless bar and injuries or one or two lads are on unbelievable form, haven't changed their teams, even throughout the league, right up. And I'd say even yourselves in Waterford don't change too much either, unless you have to, like. So there has to be a lot to be said for a consistent team. I don't think we kind of had that this year. And but not saying that's an excuse. We just weren't on the game this year, and it just didn't work out for us at all.
Pádraig Maher there talking at the Hurling Show Live in Croke Park last Sunday. Chopping and changing kept coming up there. Was that one of the big issues this year, that he just couldn't figure out what his best 15 was?
Well, along with the tactical issues, like I think a good manager, if he's got really good players, he'll be able to swap different guys in and out and maintain a fairly similar sort of performance. But like what I found is that it's just long ball after long ball. Tipperary have Barcelona players and they're playing like Wimbledon. And that just didn't suit what they have. Do you think long ball after long ball is going to suit, you know, Seamus Callan and Bubbles and all these guys? A variety of it will. But like, I remember being in Thurles the day that the team for Limerick in the first round of the Munster Championship was announced. And it was all that was on anybody's lips because there was five changes. There was two new guys in midfield, Willie Connors and William Carty, making their championship debuts, having played in the forwards throughout the league. And it just seemed to be that it was being made up as it was going along. Now, that might come across as doing a bit of a disservice to Mike Ryan, because he was obviously trying to broaden the panel and his options, which he felt mightn't have been there the year before. But even the full-back issue, it was let fester for so long. And number one, if you're a hurling manager, you've got to protect that full-back line, because the opposition are going to try and isolate their most dangerous guy full-forward. And Tipperary kind of left that exposed the whole game. You even saw Clare last weekend. They were in serious trouble in the full back line, and all of a sudden Colm Galvin is there. And then the problem has changed, the game has changed. So Tipperary, I felt tactically, were behind. And it's just one of a number of issues, even not talking to the media at one stage. And I feel like I'm coming across as awfully kind of critical of him. And, you know, there's a very human element to the fact that this guy would have put so much in the last 3 years. And
well, not even the last 3 years, pretty much a decade of service.
Previous 10 years as well. And even, like, Declan Fanning as a coach and the selectors, like, I played under John Madden in America one summer, Conor Stakelins from my town. You don't want to hammer them because you know that they've gone in hard.
Well, also, the other question is, so he was good enough to bring them to winning an All-Ireland title in 2016. And talk there of change of direction on the pitch. Do Tipperary need a change of direction off the pitch? Do the players now need to take a good long look at themselves as well and what they've been doing over the last couple of years?
Yeah, but the manager is going to dictate. Like, I mean, I presume he's referring to preparation in terms of how the team is conditioned, I presume. I mean, Lucas Kersenstein was taken from Tipperary to Galway, and he's apparently the silver bullet to all S&C issues. But then again, Clare looked like they ran Galway off the road at the weekend. So who really knows? But I think tactically that is the issue. Like, are Tipperary tactically where they need to be? Just long ball after long ball won't work. And like, I think it was Doherty earlier mentioned the likes of John Kiley with Limerick. Look at what Clare are doing with their tactics. Even Davy Fitz, if it didn't work this year. Michal Donoghue, the way he sets up his Galway team. And Tipperary don't seem to be moving with the times. They're allowing themselves to get dragged out of the field, and they're making brilliant players look very ordinary just this past 18 months.
Doherty, as I say, they did win an All-Ireland title in his first season in charge, and they were comprehensive winners against Kilkenny. They had some brilliant battles with Galway down through the years as well while Michael Ryan has been in charge. Did you feel that tactically at times over the last couple of seasons that that's where they were caught out? Or do, as I was saying, maybe some of the players need to look at their attitude, the way they've approached things as well?
Well, there's a number of questions in that. I mean, I do think this year, certainly tactically, they weren't up to it, to be honest with you. I thought the interview with Paul Igmar was very interesting, where he kind of listed a suite of reasons why he felt they didn't make progress this year, i.e., you know, the lack of stability there and the amount of changes. And he was, you know, pretty clear about that. And then he finishes up by saying, but we're not using that as an excuse. Well, quite clearly, it was clear from his interview that they were using it as a reason that... that they didn't succeed. And you could hear it in him. There was a bit of pain there as to why we're out of this championship. And he was, to me, able to relate it to we didn't have stability. So, you know, it is the reason that, Borig, obviously, that you felt you didn't get further this year. But, I mean, Mike Ryan, don't forget, took a big risk. And Tipp County Board took a big risk when he took the job on the basis that he had been part of the regime with his predecessor, Eamon O'Shea. And I remember at the time thinking it's a big risk on the basis that Eamon O'Shea is a great hurling man and everybody knows that, but he didn't get to the holy grail that he wanted. And yet, one of his backroom teams stepped up. Now, I thought at the time that was laden with risk on the basis that when you're Tipperary and when you have a really great panel of players that they had with Eamon O'Shea and you don't succeed, there's a residue there that possibly if one of the backroom team takes it up, it's like, well, what's going to change here? So I think he needed to win his All-Ireland the first year to kind of send a signal out to the players that I know what I'm doing. But I do think it regressed after that. But I would like to acknowledge on a personal basis, I think Mike Ryan has been one of the standout managers for the way he carries himself and has carried himself. Yeah. And it will hurt very deeply. And it was patently clear after the Clare game, it was cutting very, very deep because he's you know, he's so closely aligned with Tipperary and their successes over the year. I mean, there's very, very few would have, you know, the passion that this man has. And you can just clearly see that when they lose, he takes it very, very seriously. And there's a life outside of hurling as well. And when you take knocks and hurt like that, it can cut very, very deeply in you. And he's got family and he's got, you know, he's got a job and things like that. So I think his decision needs to be respected. I think people will reflect on his, shouldn't just be his 3-year tenure, but what he's given to Tipperary and his involvement in 3 All-Irelands over 15 years. And to me, that will define him more so than just this year. But it's been a bad year for Tipperary. It'll be interesting to see where they go now. I possibly think that Tommy Dunn's name is going to come to the fore very, very quickly. But then again, Tommy Dunn would be a guy that would be very much with the new way of hurling, and he you know, he's been involved with different setups in Galway, etc. So, you know, he's someone that would come, whose name will come to the fore now. But I do think Mike Ryan deserves the respect of people of Tipperary and hurling people in general. Mm-hmm. That he's one of the good guys, and he carried himself with absolute grace whenever he was interviewed afterwards. So he's a loss to hurling. I'm sure he'll take time out with his family now. We might see him back in some guys, you know, on the club scene again. But he's a guy that's given everything he's ever had for his county. This particular year, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget either that he was big enough to come out after the Limerick game, where he did make a mistake with the media afterwards and said he wasn't going to talk for the entire Munster Championship and put his hands up and said, actually, no, we've been beaten. I need to come out and be honest and talk. And he did just that. The question then, Shane, is who is next? So Tommy Dunn instantly. But while we're talking about a change of direction, hurling going a different way, maybe away from Tipperary's traditional style of hurling, do they need to look outside Tipperary? Is that a possibility?
Well, I definitely don't think you should rule someone out for not being from the county. But I always feel like with Tipperary, there is going to be this kind of dig the heels in that one of our own will do it. And
have they always had a Tipperary?
Yeah, it's always been Tipperary. But like, I'd be very concerned that there aren't a massive... Like, there are a few candidates, and we'll name them out. Liam Cahill, he's the under-21 manager. Tommy Dunn is there, he's the minor manager. Willie Maher is a possibility. Colin Bonner is currently with Carlow. Eamon Kelly is left leash. But there aren't a huge amount of absolutely outstanding candidates. Even if you look at Tipperary Club Hurling, what have Tipperary Club Hurling done in the last 30 years? Like, no club from Tipperary has won the All-Ireland Club Championship since 1986-87, and only 3 throughout the course of the club championship as well. So you wonder who's jumping out there. So it's probably a fairly shallow pool that
is there a possibility
from.
They go for a big name, they go for a legend, the likes of Owen Kelly?
I don't know. It seems to have been kind of like the Michael Ryan one was a succession plan type thing. So he was named as Eamon O'Shea's successor during Eamon's last year. Liam Cahill has been with the minors. He won the All-Ireland a couple of years ago at minor level. Now he's with the under-21s. they suffered a bad beating in the Munster under 21 final recently. So like, it's a shallow enough pool that we're picking from straight away. I would say there will be a reluctance to pick an outside manager, but I definitely don't think you should just limit it to Tip only.
That's a big decision then, Dahi, for the Tipperary County Board as to whether they broaden their horizons and look for who's the best guy in all 32 counties, or are you always in favour of having somebody from within?
No, we certainly couldn't say that, because our best successes have always come with an outsider. But I guess it's different if you try and equate Tipperary with Offaly in that it was always felt we needed someone outside to tell us that we were good. Whereas in Tipperary, and obviously Cork and notably Kilkenny as well, they do tend to feel that we don't need to go outside the county. And that's understandable. But I think Shane is right, actually. Nobody should be precluded. I mean, when you come from the highs and the performance levels of Tip in 2016 to where we're talking about now, and the reality is this year was a disaster for Tipperary. It was a horrific year for them, to be fair about it. So you've got people within the county are looking at it, and all of a sudden from success levels of a couple of years ago, you're saying, is it possible we could get left behind here? And that would be a big worry. So they must get the choice right, absolutely. And I would also agree with Shane in that to try and think about a number of standout candidates. Yeah, there isn't actually a huge amount of standout candidates. There's no doubt Bonner has created a great and developed a great reputation for himself as a successful coach, and certainly someone who seems to be able to get the best out of teams and is up to date with you know, Pauran Thurlan. So it's a critical one, but I think on a night like this, that'll be discussed again when decisions are made. But I think on a night like this, on a personal basis, because I think he's a great fella, I just think Michael Ryan should be respected and applauded for all the service, because the likelihood is he'll never be involved with a Tip inter-county setup again. That tends to be the way when guys step down like this. I just think he should be remembered for all he did over a hell of a long career with Tipperary, not just the last 3 years.
And just even looking at Tip's underage success in the last few years, Tip have won Munster Minors in 2012, 15, 16, 18. They won the All-Ireland in 2016 and 2012. There's no under 21 All-Ireland since 2010, when Brendan Maher and Paddy Maher and so on were on that team. And no Munster title even since then, but they've lost about 4 Munster finals. So it's not, like, at minor level, there's talent there, but is it being converted to senior? Because even if you look at the players that have come through in the past year, Jake Morris has featured a bit, Keane Darcy a little bit, Mark Yeo is another one who's been on the panel, and Ger Brown. But it's not, like, if you look at the Munster under 21 final this year, the Cork team had plenty of senior stars, the Tipperary didn't. So it's not as if we're bringing through ready-made players for next year.
It feels as though there's maybe an opportunity for a clean slate here, because the entire backroom staff has gone again. There is no succession plan, and maybe what you do need for once is somebody from the outside on a 2-3 year basis, and you put in some of those names you've mentioned in around them, and then you start a new succession plan that keeps you going for the next decade.
Yeah, maybe, but like, if you got the right manager in next year with the right tactics, the right setup, the right conditioning, all of that, and knew how to train the team to peak for Munster, Tipperary have arguably the best players in the country. So Tip should be straight away back as Munster favourites next year and in the top three for the All-Ireland, no question.
Shane, yes, you are being overly critical. Big injury issues, a lot of prima donna hurlers, and 2 years after an All-Ireland and 1 year after running Galway so close, your comments are over the top. Mick Ryan is an outstanding Tip man, true and true, says Tip fan Owen, who's living in Clare.
Okay, well, maybe, like, of course he's an outstanding Tip man. I wouldn't debate that for a second, but like, 3 wins from the last 9 championship games, and we've mentioned who they're against. It's not a good record.
Yeah, but he led his county to an All-Ireland title, and when the dust settles, that most certainly will not be forgotten. Dahi Regan, great stuff. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Cheers, guys.
Shane, thank you as well for joining us. Thanks, in Nathan. Studio. The Hurling Show, which unfortunately was recorded about 10 minutes before
we
this
just
news
came out
was announced,
and then it's broke.
Is still up online. You can check it out on offtheball.com or our Facebook and YouTube pages. Who'd you in the studio?
Jamie Wall over Skype and Niall Corcoran in studio.
All right, so plenty of good stuff there ahead of Galway Clare at the weekend as well. We'll take a quick break.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.